Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yauss, your Scarlet, Blue, and You host and HLGU alumni director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the lovely HLGU campus. Today, I am excited because I have two special guests with me to discuss HLGU's new Proficiency Pathway Program. Doesn't that sound fancy? Welcome, Dr. Courtney Janes, Associate Professor of Education, and Dr. Melanie Smith, Chair of the Education Division, Chair of the Education Department, and Associate Professor of Education. Welcome, doctors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you guys used to that yet?
No.
Well, no. I'm going to say it over and over again, so maybe this will help. But I know you worked very hard on those doctorates, and we're very pleased that you have them.
Thank you.
All right. So this Proficiency Pathway Program, we're always trying to strive to do new things, innovative things at HLG. And this is, I feel like, one of those programs.
Absolutely. So this new program that we have allows pre-service teachers who have substantial prior learning experiences. So they are teachers of record, they are paraprofessionals, they're working in accredited schools to get up to 30 hours of their education coursework transcribed via a portfolio course. So it's a really good program. DESE, which is the Department of Early Elementary and Secondary Education, allows this through at least 2 years of experience in the classroom. So each situation is unique. So they can use that 2 years in lieu of certain coursework.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously a price savings,
yes,
a time savings, and probably if they're already working, they don't have a lot of that time.
Right, and they're already doing most of the work that would require them in their courses, so why not give them credit for that?
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so basically you get to earn your degree while receiving credit for the work you're already doing in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome, and is this a unique program?
It is new for us. I think there are other places that are doing something similar to this. And of course, each institution does it their own way and has their own kind of spin on it.
Okay. So why did you guys think this was a program that we needed to do?
Well, Lauren, there's a teacher shortage.
I've heard inklings of this
oh, yes,
shortage.
It's on the news often. So the amount of teachers leaving the profession or retiring has increased 55% in the last 30 years.
Oh, geez. Yep. That's substantial.
And right now, about 20% of teaching positions are now left unfilled due to that large number of teachers that are quitting. And I would say at least once a week, we get phone calls from area principals asking, do you have any recent graduates, or do you have anybody that's going to be student teaching that would like to be teachers of record? Like, they are in desperate need of securing quality teachers.
Yeah, because I feel like 10 years ago, you'd never heard about teachers of record.
No.
And now that's pretty common.
So a teacher of record is actually like defined by the state as someone who is non-credentialed, who is working in towards certification in their certification area. So that's not something that's happened frequently.
Yeah.
But it's more and more frequent today.
This is a new trend. So last fall when I took over director of student teaching, of the 9 student teachers I had in the fall, which is usually a lower number than the spring, 7 of them were teachers of record.
Wow.
So they had their own classrooms and were completing student teaching assignments as they were taking on the full load of a teacher.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
9 of them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. So has this program been well received? You've had it for about a year now, right?
We kind of started
after Christmas.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe
after
just like
Christmas.
6 months.
And yeah, so we've had a lot of meetings with area school districts about this because a lot are really kind of investing in a grow your own teacher, which means they have graduates that they seek out that want to come back and teach. And so I've met with lots of them, and they already have a lot of paraprofessionals working who are dedicated to the district.
Sure.
And so they're trying to reach out to them to get them to, like, hey, here's some rewards.
Move you up.
Let's move you into the classroom. You know what to do. You're confident. We trust you. So basically, the Pathways program can be done for any undergraduate who is seeking early childhood, elementary, or special education only. Okay, because it's an online program, because you have to be working at the same time, so you cannot sit in seat in the classes. But graduate students, it can be any of our graduate programs. So if you're middle school or high school math, high school English, art, music, PE, you can do any of those grad programs through the Pathways program.
So what are some benefits?
Well, basically, the benefit of the program is it allows you to use 30 to get 30 credit hours. So if the graduate program is 50 credit hours total, you can take your 30 credit hours through portfolio that shows basically what you're doing is you're taking these portfolio classes so that you can show how you meet the course objectives in the classes you're receiving credit. So instead of really paying full tuition for 30 credit hours, you're really just taking the three portfolio classes, so one credit hour each, so you're paying three credit hours, and then you're paying a small fee to have those 30 credit hours transcribed on your transcript.
Okay.
So it's a significant savings as compared to paying full tuition
right.
for 30 credit hours. You're just doing three credit hours and then transcribing those courses onto your transcripts.
Nice.
And you're still getting to work.
Yeah.
So it's really cost effective in many different ways.
Yeah, in the past, we had to require our students to quit their jobs to teach.
Okay.
And so now they can do their student teaching as a paraprofessional in the classroom where they are working. Mm-hmm. We just expect them to do a little bit more duties and take over a little bit more of the classroom teacher's jobs, their roles, and then we evaluate that through the portfolio classes to show that they've met those things, those competencies.
Yeah, so on average, instead of like a four-year degree, it's more of a three?
It can really cut it down to 3 years depending on when they start.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, and all online, so
yes.
at your own pace and when it's convenient for you, or sometimes not convenient. I did my master's online.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
kind of that dark cloud looming over your head. But
that's
it's
right.
so sweet when it's finished.
Yeah, and really, we just saw so many of them who were struggling to get all of their homework components done, like in student teaching, as they were student teaching, because they were already, you know, we have like a data analysis project that they do during student teaching. Well, they're already doing data analysis projects for their principals, and so they were doing double the work because it had to be formatted like we wanted them to, and all the assignment descriptors. So now they can just be a teacher and show what they have done for their principal and turn that in as their assignment.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So not as much work.
Right.
Because you can do your real work and count it for your classroom work.
That's right.
That's fantastic. All right. So how do people learn more about this program?
Well, first visit our website. That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
You can find information there. And then also...
Yeah, so if you go to our website and you can find the link to apply, it's just a little short form that you can fill out that just then tells us a little bit about you. And then it goes to our online recruiters, and then they can contact you. You can also email me. It's just Courtney, courtney.janes@hlg.edu. My number is 573-629-3107. But if you just, the fastest way is to just apply through the website. And then once that's done, then your admissions counselor can send you the Pathways.
Nice.
Application. And so the application just kind of states, yes, I work for the school district, and these are the duties that I do while I'm in this classroom, and here is my cooperating teacher, and this person is my principal. They can verify that I work at the school for X amount of time, because the issue is that you have to be concurrent. So you have to, it's not like, oh, I've worked for 2 years, can I do all of these things now? It's concurrent while you're completing the rest of the program. Yep. So it's really easy to learn more. So I really encourage you to go to the website, fill that application out.
And that application is tiny.
It's like
five questions.
It's so easy.
Very easy, very simple.
Yep. And that way, then we know which recruiter needs to contact you. So if you're interested in Pathways, then we can get in touch
with
you.
Okay. So it's June. Do they have to wait until August to start?
No.
No.
No. No, well, they can go ahead and like fill all of this information out now, and then they can start classes in August. They can start classes in January. They can wait and start until just next summer. So it just really depends on them, what they want to do.
Okay.
Sometimes if you're starting as a teacher of record that very first semester, they may want to wait until January. And mm-hmm. so they get one semester under their belt, but they can at least fill out the application and get their plan laid out. Because there will be some things they'll have to complete for certification so that they can be a teacher of record in the classroom or have a provisional license through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Nice. Education.
And the online classes, are they pretty much year-round?
Yes.
All the time.
They yeah. are. I think they get a break
at
Christmas.
Is it like one class?
And it rolls right in.
At a time? Or
8 weeks, and then it moves.
Two. It might be two. However, with Pathways, you may only be doing one at a time. So, and it, yeah, they're 8 week mm-hmm. courses. And okay. so you may be doing one plus a portfolio class at a time. Mm-hmm. So that way you're not as overwhelmed.
Yeah, which is nice. One was doable.
Yeah.
And that 8 week time frame, it's like just when you're like, I don't really love this class. I'm ready to be finished.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I can do it. Two more weeks.
That's right. You can. You can do anything for 8 weeks.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. It goes by quickly. Absolutely. I don't even realize how fast it goes by.
Yeah.
Well, this is a really cool program. And do you have quite a few students in it now?
We have several. We have several That's undergrad great. And several grad students. So, right. And we have several who are getting ready to enroll for the fall. And those, nice. A lot of those are coming from the Hannibal Public Schools.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. And it's nice to have a decent sized class and an online class. So when you have your discussions and
yes,
you can.
It's much more interesting.
It is. It's much more interesting.
People, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To get the different perspectives mm-hmm. and different people. All right. Well, that's exciting. Is there anything else new in the education realm that we would like to talk about?
Well, let's see. We just hired a new office manager.
Ah, that's exciting for you guys.
Yes.
We had to say goodbye to Mrs. Pam Stewart, who's now Miss Pam Middleton.
She went off and got married.
She got married. We're very happy for her. We were sad to see her go.
We were sad to see her go, too. Your all's office is right across from ours. So
yes.
Yeah. We get to be close, which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you have a new office manager starting.
We do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I really am. I hope she is too.
Right? Right?
I do.
She's going to get like cake and balloons on her
first day.
She's going
to love us.
Yes. That's We're very great. Excited to have her. So excited to have her.
Well, that's exciting because I know education is always changing. Mm-hmm. It does not stay static.
Right.
And you guys are very good about keeping up on trends and...
Yeah. Well, Dr. Jill Smith and I are going to go into year two of letters training to align. It's to align with some of the new reading initiatives that are going on in the state of Missouri. So,
I know nothing about that.
Too.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I would have thought letters. You know, they've been around a really long time. Do they really change? Evidently, they do.
They sure do.
And you have to be trained on that. So. I was blessed to go to Greece with my family like 20 years ago. And I remember looking at a street sign and being like, nope, I don't know those letters.
No.
Those are not my letters.
No, they're not. Nope. You need some letters training in Greece.
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I'll talk to you about that after the podcast. All right. Well, ladies, doctors, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Telling us about this exciting program. Well, thank you for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.